The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, they are in the midst of their 101st season, and oh boy, are they going to close this season out with a smash hit. It's called Mary Poppins. It opens May 29th, runs through June 28th, and it is directed by the Associate Artistic Director at the Omaha Community Playhouse. His name is Brandon Box-Higdom, and he's my guest today on Live and Local. Brandon, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, my goodness, I could start off with all the neat things like go fly a kite, spoonful of sugar, and feed the birds, but let's talk about how on earth do you tackle an iconic show like Mary Poppins?
You start almost a year in advance. It is such a major technical show, from the magic that Mary brings to just the actual flying that she does in the show, and trying to figure out all of that along with upholding the beauty of that original film with Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. It's just been an absolute pinch me moment. So I'm so excited for the Omaha community to get to witness this cast. They are absolutely lovely and they sound phenomenal.
Just take me back a minute to auditions. As you were bringing in people to audition for Mary, I mean, how high did they have to fly for the audition?
Yeah. Hey, I keep telling this cast, I'm like, it's a cast of about 28. And I said, y'all, we had 127 people audition. And
wow.
Yeah. And 40 of those, Mike, were kids. And we only have two children in the show. And so we double casted it. So we have four. It was crazy. You know, so the first rehearsal, I just said, listen, here's the deal. You may go through this experience and you may feel like you have some second doubts about why you're here or what your talent is or any of that stuff. I said, don't even honor that stuff. I said, you had 127 people and you're here. So congratulations. Now let's get to work because we got a lot of work to do.
You bet. You bet. And, you know, along with the iconic song and dance numbers and everything, the truth is there's really a really neat story being told about bringing a somewhat fractured family together, right?
Absolutely. And Mary, she never does it with any kind of sense of anger or edge to her. She's just very matter of fact in how she navigates. And in her own special, if I may quote it, practically perfect way, she brings them all together in the end, and it's all done to this beautiful music. It's a wonderful, wonderful family show that just speaks to so many people.
The Tea with Mary Poppins, one happens on June 20th, one happens on June 28th. Can you talk about those two events? Because those are different than just the what's going on in the background. This is an actual sit down and have some tea with Mary Poppins, right?
Exactly. And Bert will also be there, the young man that's playing Bert. And it's just a chance to bring your family, hang out, and get to visit with, you know, the actors and you know, maybe ask them questions about the show, ask them questions about how they develop their character, just have a lighthearted kind of afternoon before you go see the show or after the fact. Come join us. It's just a lovely kind of different type of event for all.
This show has a lot of movement in it. How have you tackled that with your cast of 20 plus?
Well, we have the fabulous choreographer, Michelle Garrity, and she has navigated through massive amounts of choreography sessions with the entire cast. We're going to be ready for opening weekend. We're going to be ready to bring joy to the masses.
Can you think of a more joyful show with which to end this season?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And we have leaned into when you come to see, you know, certain elements of even the scenic design by Cody Rutledge, it is very much saturated color. The costumes are going to be very, very similar in designs and modes to that beautiful color of the movie. All of that is all there for you. And we are working really hard at the Playhouse to try and make sure that we do the show justice.
It's called Mary Poppins. It opens May 29th. It runs through June 28th. Information about showtimes and tickets, including those two events on June 20th and June 28th, Tea with Mary Poppins and Bert. All that information is at omahaplayhouse.com. He is the Associate Artistic Director for the Omaha Community Playhouse. And oh, by the way, he has directed Mary Poppins. His name is Brandon Box-Higdom. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time. And boy, just break a leg.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this very much.